content and pedagogy. Cooperative learning, and social constructivism for that matter, is important because students learn best from one another. Working together is especially important in science, particularly when modeling your classroom after actual scientific labs. Real scientists work with each other, so we should too. Guided discovery is also helpful because it leads students to conclusions without giving them the correct answer right away. The information is retained and internalized when the student is the owner and creator of their own knowledge. Cognitive constructivism is helpful when teaching science concepts because students are observing the world around them from the time they are babies. Building off of this prior knowledge will lead to deeper understanding.